We're doing that too.
5-3.
I'm still on.
Calling this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, at 7:00 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Doug Stone.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom.
Here.
City staff, Robert Smith, city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, Andy Heratic, public works director, Alberto Chavez, police chief, George Castillo, fire chief, Aldo Arduño, city attorney.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to start off with the invocation, of course, and I would like us to consider how lucky we are again to be living in Bisbee, Arizona, and with the wonderful people, the wonderful weather, and all of our surroundings. So if we take just a minute and reflect, please. Thank you. Please stand and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. I'd like to start by reading a proclamation. And this is Support the Shop Local Initiative. Whereas the Shift the Way You Shop campaign promotes thinking locally to create prosperous communities, and whereas Bisbee's core of local businesses gives back to this community in good services, time, and talent, and whereas the health of Bisbee's economy depends on our support of businesses owned by friends and neighbors, and whereas Bisbee's local business owners and employees enrich community members, shopping, dining, financial service, and other purchasing experiences with their knowledge and passion, and whereas local businesses generate jobs, bring dollars into the community, keep those dollars circulating in the community up to 7 times, and provide unique services and products that give Bisbee its distinctive charter and culture. And whereas for every $100 spent at a local-owned business, $43 remain in this community versus $13 spent in a non-locally-owned business. And whereas the Shift the Way You Shop campaign provides a time to celebrate the entrepreneurial spirit represented by our local businesses and organizations, and whereas local shopping needs to be a community priority throughout the entire year, and whereas the individual decisions of every community member made today affect the future of Bisbee, and whereas we all celebrate the Shift the Way You Shop campaign, we acknowledge that the ability to choose the direction of Bisbee lies within each of our reaches. And now, therefore, be resolved that I, David M. Smith, mayor of the city of Bisbee, Arizona, do hereby proclaim shopping local as a community priority, and salute to the prosperity of our community members and local businesses and organizations who are integral to the uniqueness of Bisbee, and honor their efforts to make Bisbee the place where we want to live, work, and play. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of Bisbee, Arizona, to be affixed this third day of April 2018. Thank you. Two announcements. One, we will be on Thursday from 11:30 to noon. There will be a live streaming broadcast through Bisbeans and Rice, which can be looked up, can be Googled. They have both a Facebook page and obviously a webpage. And these are going to be members of the council, members, our department heads, and city manager, and occasionally myself. And this is a good opportunity for people to see our department heads and council people answer questions and interact. And this first Thursday will be both at 11:30, both Chief Castillo and Chief Achave. And then next week will be Carrie Bagley and Ms. our city clerk. our esteemed city clerk that no one ever gets to, they see her voice, but not her, or hear her voice, but don't get to see her. So, and that fact, that's the case with both ladies. So they're going to get to see you and hear you. And so that'll be next week. And the second thing is, I'm very proud to announce the fact that our fire department applied for a firehouse subs grant that was actually written by Ms. Coronado. And it has just been awarded today in the amount of over $25,000. And it's great. It's rope rescue equipment, which we badly need. We have trained personnel and nothing to use. We've had to borrow it. And so we have rope rescue equipment, and we have a cascade system and a fill system. That's to fill up air bottles. And so it's great news. And thank you, Chief, for your hard work on it. Thank you, Ms. Coronado, for your hard work on it. We truly appreciate it. And Leonard Temby was behind it. He's the guy that got us the information and got us the prices on the equipment and all kinds of things. So if by some reason he's hearing this or will down the road, thank you, Mr. Temby. We appreciate your continued assistance to this city. And moving along, the next item is I will be pulling item number 6. It will not be on the agenda tonight. With that, we have call to the public. And Tom Patterson, sir. Welcome, Mr. Patterson. Yes, sir, you do. And that little light's going to tell you if you go over 3 minutes.
No problem.
All right. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, friends. Citizens of Bisbee have a unique opportunity to input into your political system by belonging to different boards and commissions. You get a chance to give your opinion. You get a chance to meet with other members of the community. You get a chance to meet with staff and employees and find out what's happening. One of the problems we've had in recent years is that many times we form our commissions and getting a quorum is a real problem. We don't meet that often. But when we do meet, it means city staff is there. In the case of the Police and Fire Commission, both the chiefs are here, usually another fireman and policeman. And we have this problem of people resigning or not getting on the board to begin with. And I would just like to bring up for your consideration, we have on the Police and Fire Commission, we have two members that we've not been able to fill the positions in one of the wards. And I understand the reason for having ward-wide positions, but consider the possibility that if we cannot fill some positions on a commission or a committee, that those positions, if they're ward-designated, be designated as open or at-large positions until some member of that ward is willing to step forward and take that position. Anybody taking an at-large position that was previously a ward position would have to understand that if someone from that ward comes forward, they would have to let them take that place. But I believe we have plenty of people that want to belong to some of these commissions and these committees, but we don't necessarily have people from the exact ward which is designated in the particular ordinance. I have no idea what that takes, but this is a suggestion I want to make because I have found that the boards and commissions I sit on are really valuable. And I've gotten incredible feedback from the city staff. So I just bring that up as a possibility to make these boards and commissions work a little bit better.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Just as a point of information, that those ideas would require a charter change, but we are in coming up for a review, and so that is something that can certainly be brought forward to the Charter Review Committee. And with that, we have Alice Hammers. Ms. Hammers, welcome. Good evening.
So I'm Alice Hammers. I live in McNeil, but I pay my money in Bisbee. Anyway, what I'd like to do is to offer the mayor and the city council a petition, and then you would have it as an agenda item within three council meetings. So I'll read the petition. It's about banking locally. We petition the mayor and city council of the city of Bisbee because the city of Bisbee promotes buy local. Because we have in Bisbee a reputable local bank, Western Bank, that serves both the cities of Lordsburg, New Mexico, and Wilcox, Arizona, and has an outstanding record for small business investment. Consistent with the business interests of Bisbee, being a small local bank, only four branches, Western Bank's interests must coincide with the interests of Bisbee. Because the mayor and city council have voted to support the Paris Climate Accord, because Bisbee's current bank, Wells Fargo, is totally in violation of that accord. Because, moreover, Wells Fargo has been involved in fraudulent practices, so therefore, the funds of the city of Bisbee belong to all the residents of Bisbee, and having those funds locally deposited facilitates transparency and accountability. And also what you said, the buy local. The money that's here stays here. If we support Western Bank, Western Bank is in a better position. So therefore, I'd like to consider taking the following actions: that by fiscal year 2019, the city of Bisbee shall have withdrawn all its funds from Wells Fargo and deposited those funds into Western Bank, and that the citizens of Bisbee shall be notified of this transfer via the Bisbee Observer and the city webpage, and that an accounting of those funds be printed along with the notice of transfer.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank
you. Would you please hand that to the city clerk?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Hammers. Thank you, ma'am. She will in turn get that to every member of the council.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the requirements, you bet. Yes, ma'am. Okay, we're going to go on to consent agenda. I have a speaker signed up to apparently speak on several of those items. So I'll read them first.
Mayor. It's accounts
Mayor.
Payable.
Oh,
sir.
Accounts payable.
Oh, we don't care about money tonight. Fine. If you're going to hold me to the agenda, then let's do that. Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $173,389.71.
Thank you, ma'am. Do we have a second? Thank you. We have a second. Do we have questions?
I have a question. Is the Maddox and Son something that we couldn't get here?
You'll need to speak in the mic.
The mortar and sand, is that something we couldn't get at Eads?
Mr. Wallace.
Actually, we contacted Brett from Eads on that. We needed a specific sand for what we were doing. He didn't have it locally, and we needed a lot of it. And it was easier to get it hauled in from there than for us to actually get it locally.
So he couldn't get it?
No, not from Brett, no. We get almost everything else from Brett, but we have that agreement with. We talked to him, and he says if he can't get it, he's just going to get it from them anyways.
Okay.
So.
And then, of course, I'm still seeing a lot of office supplies, you know, that are going out to Office Depot and WIST office products. You know, it's stuff that, again, if we're pushing shopping locally, I think we need to shop locally.
If we had a place to do that, yes.
Well, I mean, for staples and pens and stuff like that, I think we do.
I would suggest that perhaps you want to contact the city manager, because that's something that has been researched and that he has gone through. And it has, and as well as Ms. Coronado, it has to do with quantities available and things like that. So, but yes, they are there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Some questions. Okay, on page one, on for the deferred comp, and it says payable ICMA. Is that the, and there's five different. Payments on the same day for the same amount. Is this the employees that are taking advantage of that new thing that...
Ms. Bagley's on her way up. Thank you, ma'am.
It's actually back payments. We had to wait until the deferred compensation plan was set up with the ICMARC. Before we could begin sending them payments. So once that plan was set up for Mr. Smith, then we had to make those back payments to them, starting with the first pay period of January.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else while she's up here?
Yes, actually. Page four, there is for, it's right on the very top, for fire replacement expense. And it's PuroClean for fire mitigation. It says water, mold. What is?
We were using the middle school right after the fire. All of our files and everything were stored over there. After we vacated the building, we just wanted to make sure it was cleaned well because there, you know, was mold and things like that in the paperwork that were stored at the middle school.
Okay.
It had to be ozoned.
Okay. Great, thank you. And then, actually, this is a Public Works. I've got two for Public Works. Sorry, Lee. On page nine, we have for distinguished products from them, we have Mexico flags.
Yes, in Old Bisbee. We, as part of the Sonora Fest ceremony last year, when we had sister cities of, I believe, Hermosillo and Napo, Sonora, we had three flags raised. One of them was a Mexican flag. So not only do we have to replace in that area, do we have to replace the U.S. and Arizona flags, we also have to replace the Mexican flag, and that's what we did.
That wasn't just for the Sonora Fest?
No, it's up all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then... Along with the mortar sand, I had a different question.
Okay.
Why did we need so much sand?
We rebuilt a volleyball court in Old Bisbee. Since the one was taken in Higgins Park, the Parks Committee designed a new volleyball park up on Garfield Park, which was an underutilized volleyball park, and we did some remodeling there, and the sand was for that. That is, I believe, is getting used every weekend now.
Okay, and then my last one is on page 15. There is the payout to KNG for asphalt. Are we back to, is this just pothole repair, or are we paving it?
A little of both. When the opportunity presents itself, we try to get it. We've done a couple streets in Warren, and I believe the crews are working on Opera Drive right now. So we're not doing the huge projects that we did, but when we have an opportunity to do so, we go ahead and we'll pave a street.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Anybody else? Thank you. All those in favor of paying accounts payable, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. I'll try to go to stay on the right page this time, literally. And consent agenda, item number A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on February 6th, 2018 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the resignation of Robert Kahn from the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. C, approval of the appointment of Grace Wiggins to the Evergreen Cemetery Committee. D, approval of the appointment of William Crow to the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. E, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of City Park for the fourth annual Howl and Prowl Vintage Motorcycle Show on Saturday, May 26, 2018, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. F, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Central School Project for an event to be held at Subway Street on Saturday, May 19, 2018, from 6 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., Lori McKenna, applicant. With that, I have Jennifer Schmidt wants to speak on item B and D. Is that correct, ma'am? Of course.
Jennifer Schmidt. I had a quick question about the resignation.
About?
The resignation of, I have it here on my phone. I can't remember his name. Jim Cohen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the documentation, I looked at his resignation, but it didn't state a reason why he resigned.
Well, they don't really need to provide a reason why, but Ms. Coronado, do you recall the reason why?
I'm just curious, and also how long he served on the committee.
Well, now you're asking a question that we don't have. I don't think we have at our fingertips.
Okay, because I couldn't find it. I looked and I tried.
Okay.
So that's why I'm asking.
No, he didn't state a reason. He just resigned.
Okay. We don't know if he's moved or.
Correct.
We don't know anything. It's just we don't question that. When somebody wants to resign, we let them resign. You are correct. Sometimes they'll say because I'm moving, I would need to resign. Or because I'm changing, moving to a different ward, I need to resign or whatever.
I wasn't sure what the protocol was for disclosure of that.
Right.
To me, so that's why.
Right. If we have it, we can disclose it, but we don't have that, other than just a straight resignation.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
I have another comment.
You're on item number D?
Yeah, so can my time start over because this is a different thing?
Sure.
It technically is a different item.
Well, I'm not going to argue. That's fine. What can we listen to?
So the next one was, kind of following up, I can't remember the gentleman who was up here talking at the beginning.
Yes.
About the importance of commissions and committees here in Bisbee.
Yes.
And I agree with him, very much so. And I think that they are here to represent the Bisbee residents and the community. And I think that it is possible that there are other people who would like to be involved, but because of the wards, that it eliminates some people. If there were that opportunity to allow it for other people to be involved, I think it would lend itself to creating a committees and commissions that are balanced with different political and opinions. And so it can give a good feeling of what the residents of Bisbee want from their commissions. And I think it's important that we have an understanding of what each member on the board feels about what is important to us as residents, what they hear us wanting. So communication, getting to know the board members, having them here to get to know us. And my other comment was about the waiver of Bill Crow for the minimum of 1 year residency. So I'm not sure what the protocol is to make these positions and vacancies more available to the public to know that they're there.
They're on the website every day.
I don't know what other avenues there are, or if, you know, like somebody's going to be appointed or someone resigns, how the community can know that and how they can get to know the new person possibly coming in. So
the
these
only,
are just things that I think are
sure.
important.
Yeah, and the only thing that I could answer is that we provide the information via the website, which is updated all the time, and it specifically indicates in which wards spaces are available, or if they're at large, or even if they're not, people can turn in an application, and it will sit there, and if somebody does resign or terms out, then that person would come up for potential approval. Every once in a while, it's in the Observer as to which, as a public service, she puts in as to which committees are available. Past that, I don't know personally a way for us to get out to the public any other way. They have to have some responsibility in looking for it.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. So one thing you just said that added another question was you said it could be listed as at large, right? So what would that mean specifically?
That means that we wouldn't be in any one ward. There are some that are two people from each ward and then like two at large, which means that
end
up being three from ward one as an example.
I see.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, our time's up.
I just wanted to add one more thing, is that the time between somebody's resignation and another appointment, there just isn't a lot of time to get community awareness and people to be able to make arrangements to come to meetings.
Right. That's why they, if they're interested in a committee and if it's full, if they put their application
in. Just even as a resident. Not even if you don't want or can't apply, but just to be part of the discussion in general.
There is no discussion other than it comes, the mayor appoints and the council approves or rejects. The public does not have direct input.
So there's no community input about police or fire commission appointments?
I'm sorry?
There is no community interaction about police or fire commission
appointments? No, not other than any other. You can contact your ward representative. That's how it's done.
After they're appointed.
Well, no, it's on an agenda, and you would contact them before, and if you
had
concerns.
That's what I'm saying, is that the time frame from the person resigning to this person being appointed and applying was a short amount of time, so
it didn't
allow this, what we're talking about, to happen, or it shorten the time frame for that possibility.
Which goes kind of along with what our earlier speaker was indicating of having people in place that will...
Yes, that's why I prefaced my statement with following on what he said that
okay.
I agree. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody on the council have any wish to pull any of these for discussion?
So I can understand what he's saying. So you're saying he immediately resigned, right? And is there just one spot to fill?
Yes.
So.
Well, I'm not. I apologize. I misspoke on police and fire.
Okay.
There are other vacancies.
I could see if there was more. You know, if there was only one vacancy, I could say, yeah, let's pull it and maybe put it out there more. So, okay.
Yeah.
But if there's more vacancies, then okay. But I can understand there being a timeframe, if there's one spot available and he's just resigning now, to fill it, maybe it should be more time, but if there's multiple vacancies, then I can understand.
Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through F.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll second it. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda items A through F signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. Ms. Borwick, just real quick, while you're in the back, would you like to introduce our new member of the Evergreen Cemetery Committee? Great. Welcome, Ms. Wiggins. We're looking forward to working with you. Thank you. And Mr. Crow, would you stand as the new member of Police and Fire? All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you, your application, and we're looking forward to working with you as well. Thank you. Going on to new business. Discussion and possible approval of Ordinance O-1806 to amend the zoning code by inserting Article 7.4.7, which would regulate signs on parked vehicles. This was brought up last time. This is the second reading. Do we have discussion or comments, Council?
I'll reiterate. I think this is...
Again, in the mic.
So yeah, well, I can't understand you. Yeah, at all.
We may be old, but, you know, but we can't hear.
I'd like just to reiterate the point that I think this is kind of the crazy ordinance. I mean, it's putting a lot of restrictions on things for business owners, and I think we should vote nay on it.
Okay. Anything further?
I move to approve Ordinance 0-18-06, amending the zoning code by adopting Article 7.4.7, regulating signs on parked vehicles.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-2. New business, item number four. Discussion of possible direction to staff on a petition received from Nolan, I don't know, Goggett, regarding Three Navajo Trail. Is he here? No. Anybody here? Okay. This petition has been received and is circulated, as well as photographs. Staff has looked at this, has gone out. The information that I have is that there are no violations present, that the apartments are legally placed, and that parking is to the side rather than in front of the building, that the street is in fact wide enough. I believe that the complainant has been notified of this. And if not, then I'd request that staff does notify him that his petition has been looked at and researched, and the results are as follows.
Mayor, if I could, sure. A little additional information in terms of due diligence. Staff will be going out to locate edge of pavement, edge of right-of-way, and setbacks. We do believe that both the complaining party as well as Three Navajo Trail, we believe that both of the structures there encroach on the setback and that both of the structures are legal non-conforming structures.
Good.
Thank you, sir. Item number five.
Mayor?
Yes.
If I could, I'm sorry to interrupt. Staff would request that we pull item number five. It's not ripe for council's consideration at the moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Then we have city manager's report.
No report this evening.
All right.
Okay.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins. And we have a second. All those in favor of adjournment signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried.